are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Audiology Associates, VistaCare, and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's Rhea. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice. What a beautiful, chill, a little brisk morning.
It is a cool spring-like morning, but it's going to turn into a nice one.
Yeah,
that's what we like.
That's what we like.
And things are always happening at the Discovery Center.
Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah. Tomorrow we have a big event. Tomorrow is our early out days for peer schools. And so we're starting at 1 o'clock with Meet a Scientist. So I have 8 scientists lined up that are going to come from all over South Dakota. I have a couple from School of Mines. I have a couple from SDSU. I might have a couple of other ones. Oh, USD is there as well. So they're coming from all over the state with a hands-on activity for all ages.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, my gosh. It is a lot of fun. So they have been going through a training with me, how to best communicate their science, because we all know that sometimes it's not that easy to talk to scientists. And honestly, they're not trained to talk to kids or adults or anyone outside of their field, honestly.
Right.
So that's what I do. I train them, and then they develop a hands-on activity with me that communicates what they're doing in their research. And tomorrow is the day where at least the majority of them is going to try this for the first time.
Oh, wow.
With an audience. So it's really exciting. They're really excited. They're super nervous, asking me lots of questions.
I imagine.
But they're also really, really excited because that's what their passion is. Their passion, even though they're scientists, they love to reach out. Mm-hmm. They want to communicate. They want to tell you the amazing things that they're working on. And we have some really cool things coming up. So again, 8 different scientists from all different disciplines. We have someone that works on how can we make energy more efficient. We have someone that works on ice, old ice cores, and how can we learn the history of what happened on Earth through ice cores. Super exciting.
Yeah.
We have some that work on the quality of water and how can we make it better for everyone. And kind of, he's going to do a couple of tests on can you find the differences in water. It's a really fun one. We have, again, a huge spread of everything from medical to engineering and anything in between, and it's going to be super exciting. So from 1 to 5 tomorrow, it's a free day. Just come on by to the Discovery Center and chat with some scientists.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot of things about many different things.
About many different things, and about what is happening in South Dakota, because there's some really amazing research. And even though, obviously, the ice cores, we don't really have ice cores in South Dakota, you might say.
Right.
So what is that person researching on? Well, he's actually making trips out to the Antarctic once in a while to research there. So that's what South Dakota scientists are doing, right? They're not necessarily always just in South Dakota. It's a lot of collaborations, and you can learn all about that.
Very nice. So get on out and take advantage of that opportunity tomorrow. And then you've got a couple of things coming up with one of my favorite subjects, space.
Space. We actually just had a really successful first session in person of our Discovery on Tap last Friday at the St. Charles. It was fantastic. Judy von Driska, she's a professor of astronomy and physics at SDSU, mm-hmm. and she came out to talk about space and specifically the James Webb Space Telescope and how the back end of that all works. And we are one of the sites we have applied because we have hosted one of the parties for NASA for the launch.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to apply for being one of the first to show images from James Webb when they come out, and not just the images of alignment, the actual amazing data that it is collecting out there in space. And so we're really excited once that happens in the summer. But in the meantime, we have a couple of exhibits that we all combine, and we call it From Moon to Mars. It is all about the exploration that is going to happen in the next couple of years with Artemis 1,
right,
mission to the moon. And then further on, because the big idea is, right, we go to the moon, we kind of establish that as a base, and then we go on to Mars from there on in the future. That's the big idea. So we're going to follow that kind of progression with a couple of exhibits that we have. So more about Artemis. Snoopy is going to go into space.
Yes.
Very excited
that
for that.
That is very neat.
Peanuts in space is awesome. The first beagle in space. So we're going to have a little exhibit about Snoopy in space and more geared towards the little kids. Then we're going to have an exhibit that was built by the Moorhead Planetarium in North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And we were one of 7 participants, recipients of one of the exhibits that they built. And so that's going to come. That's called Hidden No More. And that is all kind of thinking about the James Webb Space Telescope. We're going out there with now infrared and other cameras, right, to measure not just what we see with visible light with our eyes in space, but beyond that.
Right.
And that is exactly looking at that, at color, at light in space, and what we can discover beyond what our eyes can see. So that is Hidden No More. That is more geared towards actually middle schoolers and higher up. So we have that coming up. And then we also have another exhibit on loan from NASA, which is called Roving with Perseverance, because the Perseverance rover,
yes,
right, that went out to Mars is actually, they're always building multiple of those.
Right.
They're not only building one and hoping that everything works. And so we're going to have two things, which is super exciting. One, we have we have a replica that is a little smaller, because that rover is actually huge. You would think,
it is.
It's a little thing. No, it's huge.
It's pretty big.
But we are getting one of the wheels. Ooh. Of one of the rovers that they built.
Okay.
That is just like Perseverance, just not the one that went out in space. We're going to get that one in a little scale, a little model. And then everything about Mars. So we're going to have a little environment about Mars environment, a Mars globe. You know, you can kind of explore a little bit about Mars. And yeah, so there's a lot of exciting things happening. And
there
one
are.
Of the things that I'm most excited about, I'm a little geek that way, with the Hidden No More, we're getting an environment that is a virtual reality environment, so you can put on goggles and what it is like in space. And I'm super excited for that one, because it's such a fun thing to feel like you're immersed in space, and I can't wait to see it.
That's
going to happen the end of March, beginning of April. They're kind of rolling out as it goes. They've had some supply issues. Can you imagine that? But as soon as they come out, they're gonna come to us one at a time, and so check it out.
That sounds super exciting. I will definitely have to come check that out. I've been watching, like you said, Snoopy in Space.
Mm-hmm.
There's the series out there for the kids if they haven't
seen
it yet.
Yes,
that is
they're adorable.
It is very fun. And you can get your name on the Artemis 1.
You can.
I've already got mine in.
Awesome. Fantastic.
I saw that and I jumped all over that.
Yeah,
that
I think it's still time. So if you want your name to fly to the moon, put it on the list.
That is very cool. Lots of fun things going on. And if they want to find out all the different things you have going on, there's a Facebook page, but they can also go to the website as well.
SD-discovery.org is our website. We have all the information on there, especially when we actually get the exhibit in. Again, right now, we're kind of waiting. They didn't give us a date. They said, it's going to be there. When it's going to be there? Well, great. Thank you.
Right.
They did give us this general end of March, beginning of April. They're going to send it out. So SD-discovery.org with all the information on our website, South Dakota Discovery Center, and on Facebook, South Dakota Discovery Center. And Twitter and Instagram, that's where we are too. But Facebook and our website is the most reliable of all the information that's out there. You can obviously always stop by.
Absolutely.
And just check out what's going on, and or call us 224-8295.
Sounds good. Lots of fun going on. Meet a scientist tomorrow. Don't miss out on that.
1 to 5 p.m.
Excellent.
Come on over. It's a free event.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for stopping in, Rhea. Always good to have you here. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great.
All right. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Audiology Associates, VistaCare, and Lee Real Estate.